breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Wow, what happened? I wasn't automatically cut off immediately. Something change or what? I hope it's because the barrier between us is going to be lowered. That would be a joy. Big time joy. I want that so much. I'm really tired today. I did a modest hike, only 7 miles, but somehow, maybe because it's been so hot, I was tired afterwards. I'm mentally tired, not physically, so I'm concerned there. But anyway, two things, maybe. I did notice because, the records are deleted typically every day from the Kozlowski.org site. But I did notice that somebody watched the video, The Bible, Marriage, Reconciliation, and the Fraud of the Institutional Church, which was done on December 8th of 2019. It was done for my wife's birthday. I think it's... I ended up watching it, because this was last night, so I watched it last night. I stand by it. And I still seek reconciliation with the woman I love. But it was somebody in California, specifically Ventura, California. And it was clear that it was late last night they watched it. I watched it this morning at breakfast. That's right. It was late last night they watched it. And it was clear it was somebody watching it because I can see that they kind of grabbed parts. And it was done over a period of about an hour. Because it is it's a fairly long, it's a 50-minute video. I wonder, somebody watched that. You know, it's been seen a whole bunch of times on BitChute and even YouTube and whatnot. It's the video that on YouTube where I got a comment from a gentleman named John Kozlowski. So, that's that's fascinating. One other thing, because I had the one video removed by YouTube as hate speech, proclaiming Christ as hate speech. You should understand that. But another one, which, I talked about yesterday that was marked for age restricted, and they removed that again, which brought me joy. And the video that I did after that has gotten more videos than the first one, which is found fascinating. But the other thing is, there are a number of people who have been banned from YouTube, outright banned. And it appears, I'm just finding out about it, that earlier today, a fairly popular guy, Dan Dix, out of Press for Truth, out of Canada, because I watch his videos, and he was banned. He was taken off. His channel is gone. It might be back up, sooner or later, but right now it's simply gone. And one of the things I try to point out to people is that, it's, you put the power into the hands of a few, and then they wield it against you. YouTube, people have allowed YouTube to become the power. It doesn't have to be. There are simple technological responses that can be done. I've described virtually every one of them. And, again, I'll go back with that. The best line I've heard thus far is I'm on the wrong side of the NSA. And I'm still seeking to find relationships with people who say, I'm interested in working on this with you and getting this out. Because one of the things I think is clear, if anybody works with me, they're toast in the, if I find a software guy that is willing to work with me, he will probably never work again for a large corporation. The reputation of Shofar Nexus and the guy who's behind it is growing. And I think part of it is because he's a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope I can share that with my family. Dorothy Jane, my lady. Even when I'm tired, I love you.